This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Because of the Republican majority's weakness, we still do not have a long-term spending bill to that funds the military and the domestic investments that keep our America strong. We take an office, oath of office, to protect and defend. Now we have to fund that.
They had to focus on first funding our military, protecting Border Patrol agents, funding vulnerable children through the CHIP program. These were things that they didn't disagree with. They agreed with everything that was in this CR. The president stayed firm, Republicans stayed firm, and Democrats, I think, realized that they had to move past that piece of legislation and so that they could focus on the conversation they were desperate to have.
It took a talking stick and a broken glass elephant to get some bipartisan mojo going on to reopen the government. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. That was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, who you just heard there. And before that, Nancy Pelosi. So seriously, it really was like they were getting ready to do a rain dance. They're getting ready to bring a goat into the Capitol. So they did have bipartisan meetings, and Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, had a bunch of meetings in her office to try to make something happen. In fact, Senator Lamar Alexander tossed what was described as a ceremonial Native American stick towards Senator Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, after he interrupted him. The stick sailed past, smashed into a glass elephant on a shelf in Senator Collins' office. The elephant was chipped, but everybody else was intact, apparently. This really was what they did. They had the stick and told you to shut up if they threw the stick to you, because everybody was talking over each other. So here's the bottom line. The details you want to know about, the sticky stuff, the government is reopened. However, February 8th, shut down again, unless something more substantive is put together. So the bill called H.R. 195 sets the clock for a showdown to come up again, and they've got 16 days to prevent the Dreamers from being deported, basically, is what Chuck Schumer is saying, the Senate Democratic leader. But as of right now, they negotiated this to February 8th. So it just postpones, ultimately, the nastiness between the two parties. The president and the Republicans, or the conservative Republicans anyway, are demanding that any immigration deal include funding for Trump's border wall and changes in immigration laws to end visa preferences for family members of U.S. citizens. Trump calls it chain migration. So far, none of that has happened. There's a lot of issues to get serious about. Remember, the president decided in September to end the Obama-era initiative effective in March and said Congress should act to protect them. The U.S. counts 690,000 people currently enrolled in DACA. So there you go. I think it's just a postponement. But if it doesn't work out in the next 16 days, then what? I mean, you know, it's always the then what. It's the proverbial shoe to drop. It's tiresome, isn't it? It's very tiresome. So I guess the good news is, if you're looking for the good news, is that the government is open and people go back to work who were affected by this on Tuesday. Headed to work after an extra day. While that's going on, the old saying, can I buy some pot from you, makes that more of a reality as Vermont becomes the ninth state to legalize marijuana. How about that? They call it recreational. What does that mean? It means legalized possession of up to 1 ounce of it. Two mature plants is what they say that is, and up to four immature plants by people 21 and older. It starts July 1st. It doesn't legalize. Somebody asked me, does this legalize the drug trade? No. No. And I think it was pretty controversial. Of course it's controversial. Because a lot of people wanted more studies. But Massachusetts, Maine, six other states have legalized marijuana. So Vermont is the first state to take the step by an act of the legislature rather than as ballot initiative. That's what's interesting and why I brought this up. So that was a legal situation. That means get ready for the smell of marijuana wafting through the streets. Seriously, the marijuana argument is an interesting one. And on this show, we certainly have looked at it on all sides, almost like a Rubik's Cube. There's no real answer here because some people would swear by the benefits of it, swear it's what's the difference, because if you were somebody who was drinking a lot of alcohol, you'd be way more dangerous than somebody with a small amount of marijuana. There's so many arguments to it. Is it a gateway drug? Is it not a gateway drug? Is it free up the prisons and law enforcement to not deal with something as small as a little bit of marijuana? I mean, those are questions we could tack up on a bulletin board and try to tie them all together neatly. There is no neat tie here. Some believe it's a good thing. Some believe it's not. And I'm not on the fence to the medical marijuana benefits because I definitely see them there. As far as being a gateway drug, I've had so many people that have said to me that have been in the addiction business, that are in the addiction business, that they believe it is an addiction drug, that it leads to other things. And then there's research. Does the research back that up or not? You know, that remains to be seen. I just think it's just one of those question marks that looms. I mean, we had the police chief from Los Angeles on a few years ago, and he talked about his thinking was there's too much tied up, and we have so many other serious matters to get to. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it would be better if it was legalized, that too much was dumped on it and too many people were getting sentences for very small amounts of marijuana. So, I mean, there is no easy answer to this, except for to say there are states that have legalized it. And this is just different because this is legislative. It's not a ballot initiative. And the question of should it be a ballot initiative or should it be something that the legislature deals with, that is an interesting discussion to have, which we will dive deeper into this. We're going to start to do these little chunks of investigative reports and give you even more angles on what's the buzz in the U.S. And some of the buzz is over marijuana, over Bitcoin, over housing, over medicine and medical, and what's going on with our health insurance. So that's some things to look forward to in the upcoming months. Stay with us. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count on ATN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This crazy story about ICE detaining a Michigan doctor who left Poland in the 70s and his family still scratching their heads. Dr. Nick was 5 when his parents left Poland with their 2 kids in the 70s. Now he's this supposed respected doctor in Kalamazoo. Last Tuesday, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents hauled him off in handcuffs. His family thinks he's going to be deported to a country he's never even been to. Nick's detention stems from 2 misdemeanor convictions from his teenage years, one for destruction of property, guess less than $100, and receiving and concealing stolen goods. So the question is about immigration status, background, reason for the detention, all of that. Now, that's all that whole record thing. And that's kind of what's happening in a lot of different places. So there are people rallying for letters of support and doing all that kind of thing. Who knows where it ends up? But that is a story of somebody who, I don't know, that's a story of somebody who slips through the net, I think. And there are those exceptions, and I suppose everybody has a story. And it's about digging deeper to find those stories. I think that's the lesson in that. How about this? A 50-year anniversary tour. And at 76 going on 77, that was what Neil Diamond was in the middle of when he received the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease and where it was, I suppose. So he decided to retire from touring. He apologized to the people in Australia and New Zealand who had bought tickets, but the third leg of the tour is not going to happen. So if you saw Neil Diamond sing on a stage any of his hit songs like Sweet Caroline, lucky you. He's not going to get back on a stage again. And it's a very sad sad thing, as is any degenerative disease. And it's I have a friend who has it, and it's tough. I just keep, you know, praying for him, got my fingers crossed, and that's Parkinson's. It's just a nasty, wicked curveball, absolutely. Kevin Spacey and all that surrounds Kevin Spacey's orbit, which is not any longer the House of Cards, has certainly cost Netflix some money. Netflix said Monday they took an unexpected $30 million charge for content that they decided not to move forward with because of the association with Kevin Spacey, who was accused of sexual misconduct by several people late last year. The House of Cards gave Netflix an early win for original programming when it first debuted in 2013, but when the Spacey scandal broke out wide in October during the Harvey Weinstein Pandora's box of bad behavior, Netflix announced that the sixth season of the show would be the last. How can you bring it back? So it cost them some money. Netflix also had to scrap plans to release Gore, which was a biopic on Gore Vidal. It had been in post-production, but they just could not do it. And there were so many details of things that happened with Kevin Spacey, there was not even a chance they were going to go there, as other companies are not doing the same thing. Once something breaks that is too big to ignore, I guess, let's put it that way. How about Jimmy Garoppolo, happiest man that left the Patriots for the 49ers? Jimmy Garoppolo gets a $79,000 bonus for the Patriots reaching the Super Bowl. Yep, it's true. Because he was traded to San Francisco during the regular season, but it earned him a bonus with the win over Jacksonville. And then the $79,000 because of the two playoff wins in the AFC title. And here's the really crazy thing. He'd get another $112,000 if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, $56,000 if they lose. So he's a winner-winner all the way around, isn't he? Because you got to think Jimmy Garoppolo was there last year. So despite finishing the season on the West Coast, he has certainly been part of what's ailing the Patriots in a way because there's all this tension about Garoppolo. Bill Belichick didn't want to give up on Garoppolo, but instead there was a deal that was made, and he wasn't part of that whole deal-making thing. I didn't agree with it. So it's wild to see what that means for him as far as the Patriots and getting some of that dough. I think that's pretty interesting. And of course that's fair. That's what happens. He was supposed to get it and that's part of the deal and he still gets it. You know, he still gets it anyway, even though he's not playing for them because who could know that he was going to be dished, I guess is the best way to say that. If you just tuned in, we're doing one of those we can count things because I believe that numbers are everywhere. Just look around, I swear, and you'll see them. Let's talk about something happy. How about this 13-year-old girl, that set a national record? 13-year-old phenom, Jaden Newman, made 17 three-pointers in a 70-point performance. Where was the defense? No, I'm just kidding. That's amazing. To hit that many? And I watched her shoot pretty good, pretty awesome shooter, actually. Pretty good. Awesome. Eighth grade. 70-point game. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, she was just solid. She had it down. You know, she had the arc going. She had it working. And she was just too cool for school. So she gets a record now, and that's, I don't know, I think that's pretty cool. I say, good for her. Has to be pretty exciting. You know, think about when you were that age. Did you do anything that really set you apart from everyone else? Yeah, I don't know, I'm just saying. How about raising money? Ever have to raise any money fast? Allbirds is shaking up footwear, they say, with machine washable wool shoes. That's pretty good. Who wants dirty shoes? So here's what the deal is. The co-founder, Tim Brown, came up with the idea for his shoe company after hanging up the soccer cleats he had worn as a pro in New Zealand. He played for the all-whites featured logos. He wanted something made out of natural materials. So he did this Kickstarter fundraising campaign. He'd raised $120,000, and he started to work with it. He teamed up with somebody else who would be the co-founder, work as the CEO. They turned things over. The sneakers become wildly popular, especially in the Bay Area where the company's based. It's been called the most comfortable shoe in the world. Now I want one. Would you like to wear the most comfortable shoe in the world where it feels like you're not wearing shoes? Who doesn't want that? Plus you can wash it? Are you kidding? Sustainable, comfortable footwear? And I guess they debuted wool loafers and a bunch of kid sneakers with plans for another product somewhere in the future. But they're selling them. I love the name of the shoe or the company, Allbirds. It's just perfect, isn't it? The Allbirds. Yeah. Here's another number for you. Are you a tequila drinker? Maybe not. Tequila has made some people, some famous people even, some serious do-re-mi. And I was just reading where Patron, which, of course, is a big-time tequila, is now being merged or being sold to another company. So it points to the commerce is alive and well for some very serious money. Like I said, there is serious money to be made in tequila. I heard that from somebody a short while ago. It's a $1 billion deal. Bacardi's going to buy Patron. I mean, not 1 million. 5.1 billion. 1 million would be a steal and a half. $5.1 billion deal. Serious coin. So they want to become the idea is they want to become the second largest spirits company in the United States in market share by value. And Patron is pretty a hot commodity. It's a pretty hot commodity. And this is interesting because this is, this is something that's been in the making apparently for a while. And Patron is wildly popular. Bacardi owns 200 what they call spirit labels. Ever hear of Grey Goose, Bombay? That's in the fold. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today is the day to celebrate because we have shown that a determined group of senators working together across the aisle can result in positive action. In this case, the reopening of government.
Woohoo! All right, so the government is open. That's good after 3 days. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised, but here's the really crazy thing. So it's open after 3 days, but February 8th, we're back into the same pot of soup or kettle of fish, whatever you want to call it. It's not good. And are they going to really come to any kind of an agreement that will last? And hear no evil, see no evil. Be no evil. I mean, you know, on one hand, it gets the government back up and going, but on the other hand, you still have this predicament. The government's open until the 8th. The CR expires on the 8th. There has to be a bigger, badder, broader agreement, and there's going to be floor debate. Oh, it's brutal. Immigration is polarizing. Did we not know that? We've known this for years, right? It in both parties and wherever. Immigration. You know, it used to be, don't talk about religion and politics, and now you can add, don't talk about religion, politics, and, oh, yeah, immigration. Even though you could say I could clump that into politics, I think it stands on its own. So what kind of a compromise bill will they get? How will that compromise bill work? They're just going to keep resuming the discussions they're having. I talked to somebody today in D.C. before I hopped on a plane from Charleston back to our studios in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Boy, a dip in temperature there. And what I was told is, you know, this is a situation where there are no really good answers. But here's the thing. Don't we elect people and aren't they paid to come up with some kind of answers? I'm just saying they're supposed to come up with some kind of answers. Okay, there are no good answers. Excuse me. There aren't any. But there has to be one. And you got to come up with that. You know what it is? It's mind mapping. Do you think they mind map in Congress? I would love to be hired to work with Congress. I would suggest mind mapping. Let's mind map this thing out. I'll do it. I'll mind map it for you, but you got to pay me because you're paying everybody else so much of a ridiculous amount of money that there's just no way I'm going to do this for free. That's what they need. They need one big, wild mind mapping session. Or other people do the vision boards. Can you imagine what a vision board would look like, let's say, for Nancy Pelosi? What is on her vision board? What is on the vision board of Jeff Flake? What's on the vision board of Lindsey Graham? Perhaps. What's on the vision board of Mitch McConnell? It's got to be an escape hatch on his, right? Somewhere. Take me away. Take me away, seriously. In the meantime, the Trump tax law is being celebrated still. The results of it are being celebrated because they're saying it's really working. It's already working. We can see it's working. So Walmart, Apple, Comcast, they pledged to award workers bonuses, increase their minimum wages, or add new investments in the U.S. That was part of the push. So are they following through? Looks like it. It looks like there's for those companies I mentioned, they made the big announcement. They're trying to make it happen. Speaking of making it happen, I have talked about this a lot, infrastructure. And every time I go somewhere, I see it in some form, something that's rickety, shaky, scary, and it has to do with transportation. So there's this initiative that calls for a block grant funding for areas with fewer than 50,000 people, with money made available to every governor based on the rural area in one state in relation to other states and the adjusted population. Then they tried to incentivize to partner the states with local and private investment for completion and operation of projects. 50% would provide initiatives in the form of grants to spur state, local, private investment in core infrastructure. So transportation, airport, rail, maritime, flood control, water supply, hydropower, water resources, drinking water facilities, storm water facilities, all that kind of stuff. A lot of water, so transportation is the obvious. Airport, rail, ports. The ports are big. I was at a port today, and that's what I was referring to. There was something I saw that was rickety there. The president is expected to roll out the plan before or during his first State of the Union address. You knew about that, right? The first State of the Union address is when? The first State of the Union address is Tuesday. And there's been a lot of conversation about what is the State of the Union? What's that going to sound like? What's the State of the Union going to include? Well, infrastructure, obviously, right? His first official State of the Union. And it's not this Tuesday. It's Tuesday the 30th. So then the questions become when, what time, and the time is 9 p.m. Eastern. He, of course, speaks in the House of the House Chamber of the U.S. Capitol, and then you have the VP, like anyone else, would be Mike Pence, and the Speaker of the House. And it gets televised everywhere. You've got a couple of people who say they are going to boycott, like John Lewis. They say because of what he said about Haiti and African nations, he's not going to do it. And there's a few others that say they aren't going to do it. Well, and then somebody asked me the very pointed question, which was so smart. When did he last speak to Congress? And that would be, he addressed a joint session of Congress in February 2017, remember? He talked about what happened in the first 40 days in office, his election changing the country, a new chapter of greatness. He called for spending more money on the military, fighting terrorism, overhauling the tax code, building a wall, repealing the Affordable Health Care Act, changing the U.S. immigration system to favor highly skilled workers. He highlighted some interesting people in the audience, and that always happens. And here is the next one, January 30th. And if you look, somebody said, is it a requirement? From time to time, yes, it is a requirement. You know what they used to call it? Here's a great piece of trivia for you. I looked this up. I'm fascinated by the start times of things and how they morph. So originally, the State of the Union was called the Annual Message. And it's officially been known as the State of the Union since 1947, but the annual message. And then someone said, oh, no, we need a sexier title. State of the Union. That's it. And they usually always is traditionally delivered after a president's first year in office. So this will be the 95th time, in fact, that the president will formally give the address in person. The first guy to do it, George Washington. And now it's Donald Trump. So interesting. State of the Union, I think, is always fascinating. And, of course, it's all about maneuvering and what's the other side doing. Because, you know, it's the us's and the them's. And then it's the rebuttal somewhere. You hear the rebuttal. And it's always interesting to see. Of course, the tax code will be talked about. And the switching there and what's happened as a result of it. The Affordable Care Act will be talked about, but it'll be more saber-rattling, I suppose, than anything else. And then infrastructure would absolutely come up, and probably immigration, depending on what happens, although there's still time, depending on what happens with any kind of a compromise. That could be maybe a hot potato, I'm not sure, or maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. I think kind of a hot potato because of the visceral reaction you get from so many people and then not wanting to deal with it, right? Awful. The last thing I'll say is somebody also wrote me a note about these parents who apparently had trained up their kids, just absolutely awful, where they had 12 of their 13 children who were shackled and starving. Who does this? David and Louise Turpin, awful. Shame on you. You captivated the nation. People want to rescue these kids. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I like the song. I can't stop listening to it. I don't know about you. Alright, so let's talk about this. Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Wow, wow, wow. I was watching from afar. I've said this already, but I will be giving you more details on my new book that's coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny. And I was with Steve Forbes and Forbes Books the last week. And it's interesting because we were talking about the lead up to these two games and how much so much was on the Philadelphia Eagles not having enough, and this quarterback not having a way to beat Minnesota Vikings. And it's shocking because it's not shocking that Tom Brady came back, but it's shocking that Jacksonville really had him on the ropes, and it looked like they were going to close him out. And then, of course, it's just crazy. He is the comeback king. It's shocking the way the Eagles in the NFC Championship skinned the Vikings. Wow, I am just so surprised by that. Because I thought the Eagles were going to get there, but I thought the game would be a lot closer than it was. It was shocking to me that the Vikings only had 7 points in that game, 38-7. Nothing, I'm saying nothing, was working for the Vikings. I mean, it was just a rout. 70,000 fans screaming, "Fly, Eagles, fly," at the end of this. The fans were electric. Because of Carson Wentz's injury, Nick Foles, a lot of people didn't think he was good enough to win the Eagles their first NFL title. But it happened, in the NFC anyway. Most lopsided playoff victory ever. And the Eagles' first Super Bowl appearance since 2005 against a team that beat them a long time ago. Foles said he just keeps going at it. Shoo! He threw for 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. The coach, Doug Peterson, said, "I'm so happy for Nick and the offense." And, again, what a win. Minnesota just made it look easy. I mean, just made it look easy. And it wasn't. Because there were mistakes, and there were mistakes that Minnesota had to pay for, and Philadelphia just, I mean, Philadelphia just capitalized on it. Just capitalized on it. So, huge for the Eagles. Huge for the Patriots. Patriot fans actually had a wild game to watch. It wasn't any kind of a walkover with Jacksonville. It had to be very disappointing for Jacksonville to lose 24-20 in the waning moments. Really, really did. So what is Vegas' take on the Super Bowl 2018? What are the odds? The underdogs, of course, are the Eagles. That's not a surprise. Patriots are favored by 5.5 points less than 24 hours after the game. They've set that line. Could move in a different direction. It's crazy if you think of the lock the Patriots have played in 7 Super Bowls during the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era, and they've won a And only once have they won a Super Bowl by more than 4 points, and that was the dramatic comeback against the Falcons. And I don't know, this could be close Super Bowl. And for me, I picked them. I really felt like they had a great chance to win, meaning the Eagles, and they did. So we will have, leading up to the Super Bowl, I haven't picked the day, but we will have a Super Bowl nail the score prediction. Who do you think wins, the Patriots or the Eagles? And what's different here is you have a chance to actually prep for it, which doesn't mean a darn thing. Because anything can happen. We know that. Just pick out of thin air. Just pick it. Just pick something out of thin air and you'll have it. It'll just be there in your head. Pick it out. Right? What's really crazy is the Empire State Building lit up with the Eagles, Patriots colors, and it made New Yorkers furious. So the two football teams that have nothing to do with New York got their time on the side of the Empire State Building. Nightmare. The Jets or the Giants had to watch their biggest rivals going after the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, but who thought of putting the Empire State Building in rival colors? Who was the fool that decided that? I don't know. Is it unacceptable to do that? You're in New York, home of the division rivals, the Giants and the Jets. People were tweeting it all over the place. Not cool, not cool, not cool at all. Stop the madness. It shouldn't be happening. It's awful. If only you had to worry just about things like that, right? About what color the Empire State Building was changing. Wouldn't that be, that'd just be, that's a good life if that's it. You got nothing else to worry about. That's what we're talking about. We just have to worry about the color of the Empire State Building. What are they lighting it up now? What color is it? All right, Des, we come to a close to this hour. So again, a reminder that yes, we will be doing a nail the score Many of you have already sent me emails about that for the Super Bowl. We will do that. But to a close, since we all feel kind of like we're on pins and needles at times, with some uninvited guests to our New Year's party who may have some nasty fireworks in their pockets that we don't want to hear go off, the story of what happened on the USS Pueblo's mission. I just read this. In the waters off North Korea in 1968. I was looking at a picture of this. There was a story about Ralph McClintock, who said he wasn't supposed to be on the mission, that changed his life. He said he took the job. He told Fox News in an interview because he wanted to know what the North Koreans did, and I wanted to see the enemy up close. The mission was only supposed to last 22 days. Instead, 11 months, 82 crew members. They were North Korean prisoners in war camps. In the Cold War, it was pretty nasty back then. The Pueblo was major, the capturing of the Pueblo. The crew left their base in Japan. They were supposed to surveil the Soviet Navy and North Korean communication activity. They carried off the work. But the problem started when the mission was wrapping up. A North Korean sub chaser passed within some 4,000 yards of the Pueblo. 2 days later, a pair of North Korean fishing trawlers came within 30 feet. Fishermen looked on with binoculars, snapped photos. The following day, another sub chaser appeared, challenged the Pueblo, ordered the crew to stand down. The Pueblo tried to outmaneuver the other ship, but alas, it was too late. Another submarine chaser, four torpedo boots, two MiG-21 fighter jets joined the scene. They had no chance. They were trapped. Trapped. They did have weighted bags to dump documents, but there were too many documents to destroy in such a short time. So the North Koreans took all 82 Pueblo crew members captive, blindfolding them and binding their hands on the trip to the port of Wonsan. They were bused to Pyongyang, kept as prisoners of war in two different camps. They'd gone back to visit. Oh, my, oh, my. They survived it, but said it was one of the worst things. They called it Hell Week, said it was awful. Thanks for listening to this show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.